This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister of New Zealand Christopher Luxon arrived in New Delhi this afternoon on a five-day visit to India. He's accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, businesses, media, and members of the Indian diaspora community. Prime Minister Luxon was received by Union Minister Professor S.P. Singh Baghel at the airport. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his New Zealand counterpart tomorrow, covering various aspects of India-New Zealand relations. The two leaders will also inaugurate the 10th edition of the Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi tomorrow. Mr. Luxon will also deliver the keynote address at the event. He will also call on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged people to tune into his podcast interview with Lex Fridman to be broadcast this evening. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he had a fascinating conversation with Mr. Fridman, who hosts the Lex Fridman podcast. The conversation covered diverse topics, including Mr. Modi's childhood, the years in the Himalayas, and the journey in public life. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reaffirmed the center's commitment to development. Mr. Shah was addressing the 57th annual conference of All Bodo Students Union as the chief guest at Totma in Kokrajhar district this afternoon. He stated that 82% of the Bodo Accords clauses have been fulfilled, with the remaining set to be fulfilled within 2 years. The minister highlighted the transformation of the Bodoland territorial region from an area gripped with violence to a peaceful and development-focused region. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has expressed confidence that India will soon be ready for hyperloop transportation, as the technology, which is currently under development, has yielded promising results in the tests conducted so far. The minister shared the information while posting a video on social media of a live demonstration he witnessed during his visit to the hyperloop testing facility at the Discovery campus of IIT Madras in Chennai, Tamil Nadu yesterday. Mr. Vaishnav said the 410-meter-long Hyperloop test tube at IIT Madras is the longest Hyperloop test facility in Asia and will soon become the world's largest.
One major project has been taken up by some of the young engineers and the professors for developing a new Hyperloop. This is at this point of time experimental stage, but very good results are visible now. I congratulate the team of IIT Madras and Avishkar from Railways. We have been supporting this project for some time through funding as well as through technology. And we have decided that the entire electronics of this thing, this project, will be developed in ICF Chennai.
At least 12 Pakistani soldiers were killed and over 26 injured after a bus carrying frontier constabulary soldiers came under heavy gunfire on the N40 highway at Noshki in Balochistan province. The Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, has claimed responsibility for the deadly attack on the army convoy and claimed that at least 90 military personnel have been killed so far. Lashkar-e-Tayyiba's terrorist Abu Qatal, also known as Qatal Sindhi, was killed in the Jhelum Sindh region of Pakistan. He was gunned down by unidentified assailants last night. Abu Qatal was most wanted terrorist, known for planning multiple attacks in Jammu and Kashmir. He was a close aide of terrorist Hafiz Saeed and was also involved in leading proxy terror outfit. In North Macedonia, at least 51 people were killed and over 100 injured in a massive fire that broke out early this morning in a nightclub in the Kutani town. As per media reports, as many as 1,500 people were attending a concert by a hip-hop duo popular band DNK in the European nation. Billionaire Elon Musk's SpaceX Dragon crew entered the International Space Station ISS shortly after opening of the hatches between the space station and the spacecraft at 11:05 a.m. Indian time. They were welcomed by the Expedition 72 crew, including NASA astronaut Indian-American Sunita Williams. With this mission, astronaut Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmer are just one step away from Earth, as they will soon travel back to home after being stranded in the orbit for 9 months. In the International Masters League T20, the Sachin Tendulkar-led India Masters will lock horns with Brian Lara's West Indies Masters in the final clash at the Shaheed Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.